The fact is, business standards have changed, right? Nowadays, a website, social media presence are essential to any business. No matter if you've been around for 20 years or you're just starting out today, you need these two critical elements to help you gain new customers and build a relationship with the customers you currently have. So today, what we're going to talk about is how to remove those challenges, specifically grow your presence online and help get more customers finding you and connecting with you online and rank high on Google. Today's episode of The Ambition Show. Let's get it. What's good, everybody? So what it comes down to is that you need customers to find you. And frankly, one of the easiest ways to do this is to stand out on platforms such as search engines, specifically the search engine, the granddaddy of them all, Google. With that being said, it's not easy necessarily for customers to always find you. Not everybody's going to know the name of your business. Not everybody's going to know exactly the name of your website, exactly what domain name or URL you have, right? So you have to use elements. You have to use tools to make it easier for people to find you. This is what is called search engine optimization. It's literally manipulating the platform as best as possible, ethically as possible, of course, not just playing around with it, but actually using skill sets and different tools to drive traffic to your website. And once again, those two main elements online that help you the most with driving traffic to your business in general are your website itself and, of course, social media. These are the two places where people can find you, have the better best connection with you, really not the better, the best that there is. And most importantly, you can build a relationship with them so they not only become new visitors, new customers, but continuing customers and build on that relationship. So if your customers cannot find you online, they will find someone else. That's the first thing you really have to establish, right? They'll find someone else who satisfies their needs, who satisfies and actually solves the problems that they're looking for. Your business sounds like a dating site a little bit. Well, it kind of is if you think about it, you know. It's like, I'm looking for the right person, right? I'm looking for the right person that is there for this, for the type of relationship I'm looking for. And that's really what a business is coming down to, right? You are there to solve a problem. You're there to solve a solution. You are looking for the perfect match. And frankly, there's a lot of businesses out there. So people will keep that look, there's that search going on, and they'll keep that search going on, and they'll find it with the companies that best utilize these tools. So the first thing you want to do is, what's the best place to start? I would always suggest your personal website, your business website, whichever one you have first, right? Because some people start websites for their personal brand, then they take it on to, you know, develop it as whether they're a freelancer, an entrepreneur, and they'll bring it over to their business, or they'll take a blog and they'll transform it over to, you know, bring it to their business. The key is the website is your actual place that you own online, not social media, right? Social media should be secondary, honestly, because you own your website. You, when the elements we're going to get into, we're going to talk about the ownership that you have on the internet from your own personal website, your own business website, that you won't have with social media. Because remember, those are platforms. You are actually kind of building out a space for yourself on those platforms, but you don't own those platforms. And that is the first thing you have to understand about social media, right? So if we're going to start anywhere where you can not only build your brand in general, but most importantly, really create that relationship in a great place for people to land when they find you and understand what you do, we're going to get into your business website and why it is so critical and the key elements to that business website. Because let's be real, if you're starting off right now, it's a lot of information out there. It's a lot of, you know, terminology, maybe things you haven't dealt with before. Let's keep it simple. Get down to the bare bones. Get down to the foundation. And if you're going to kick off a year right, kick it off with this. I need my business website to be firmly established, well built, have a solid foundation, and then you can grow from there. Because if you start out small, you can kind of conquer it, get it right, get it tight, get it perfect the way you want it, and then you can find and identify those areas where you need to improve or you need to build on. But let's get it down to a single form, single place, single foundation, a strong foundation, and then you can build from there. So we come back, we're going to cover the basics, right, of your website, what you should have, what elements you need to make sure and what components are right there to build out that website strong and then move on to the next element of your business brand online, which is your social media presence. Like I said, start off with that business website first and then build from social media and take it from there. When we come back, we'll go over small business website, what needs to be in that website and get that foundation started right. Let's get it. What's good, everybody? Okay, welcome back. So let's get into the very first element. So we're talking about your website, right? Now, I've used this example before, and I use this example a lot of times when it comes to working with clients. I'm just trying to wrap their minds around, well, website, hosting, domain, you know, really, what's the difference? You know, how do you explain it? How you understand it? Because even if you've been in business 10, 15, 20, 30 years, right, not everything is native to you. Not everything is like, you know all the terminology, you know all the jargon. And unfortunately, in some cases, it's best to know as much jargon as possible because you don't want to get ripped off. You don't want to lose money. And most importantly, and this is the most important, you do not want to waste time, right? So take the time, learn a little bit, and that's where we're going to start off here, just to give you the basics, the foundation. That way you really get started on a strong level, but then you can take it up a notch, because once you have this foundation, it's easy to grow from here, right? But it's all about the foundation. It's all about where you're building from, because if you have to constantly go back, you know, reinvent, re-engineer things, that's when it gets a lot more challenging. That's when actually you start to go into that area of really losing time, right? But you want to seek as much knowledge as possible. That way you have an understanding of what's happening with your business, because this is your baby. This is your passion. This is what you're taking all your time on. This is what you're taking investment in energy and money and, once again, time into, right? You're taking time away from your family. You're taking time away from the rest of your life to build this. So why not take a little time, get the foundation right, and build it right? And that way you can just run with it. You can, and it, at some point, you can run for you. And that's really what the ultimate goal for most business owners are, and it's completely understandable. So we start off with domain, right? I always use this example when it comes to websites for clients who are just kind of getting used to the digital world, because it's a really not only great way from looking at it from a perspective of the importance and the value of each level, but also when you're really thinking about it, it's a great way of looking at it when you're trying to explain it to why it's important, each of each component, each level of your website. So let's start off with domain, hosting, and the website itself. Right. Three different components, three different areas. And how will these help you get more customers? How will these help people not only drive traffic to your website, but most importantly, those customers will keep coming back. You can build a relationship with them. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at it in, like I said, these three components. Okay. So first off, we have pretty much the concept. A lot of people get the easiest, and it makes sense because really it's the one you see. The majority of the time, it's the one you're looking at. And remember, seeing is believing. We're visual creatures, right? So this makes perfect sense. This is where the area that most of us can consume the easiest and understand the easiest, right? The first one would be the website. The website itself. Now, the website, I would always suggest looking at a website as your house, your storefront. It's the physical structure. It's the aesthetics, right? It's the look. Now, there's a lot of pieces involved, right? There's a lot of elements involved in building a house. We all know this. The majority of us have a good understanding of even more to the structural level. And that's the thing about it. Your house, your storefront, there's a lot of levels to it, right? Installation, the framework, painting, you know, plumbing, electrical, everything, right? All these little components go into building a house or building a storefront. And that's how you should look at your website. So when people come to me and they say, hey, you know what? I just want a simple website. It should be anything crazy. It shouldn't be anything, you know, outlandish. And the thing about it is, yes, with the digital world, remember, we've leveraged technology to reduce a lot of stress, but also most importantly, to reduce a lot of time and a lot of, be honest with you, even a lot of effort in some aspects. But at the end of the day, you still have to build something. So something has to be constructed. Something has to be developed. And as we all know, think about it. Remember, comparison of your house and the storefront. The better it's developed, the more time is put into that foundation, the better structure is going to be. And it's the same thing with your website. Now, even if you're not going to become a computer programmer, a coder, a web developer, you still should have that in the background of your mind, like, okay, if I'm going to have a website, I want to make sure structurally it's built right, because at the end of the day, that's going to become a critical component to how people find you. the better your website is structured, the better your website is built and designed, not just aesthetically, not just visually, not just looking at it, those visual elements, the better it's designed on the back end, the better it will be and easier to find online through search engines. Because Google, although you might not know it right now, every search engine, but especially Google, is looking at the credibility, the value, and the quality of the platform you are sending customers to. You might not think about that, but they're thinking about that, because at the end of the day, that hurts their value. That hurts their reason for people even to use Google, right? Because if Google is constantly sending people to the wrong website and they're looking for something in a search, they're typing in what they're looking for. I'm looking for light bulbs. I'm looking for a restaurant, a pizza restaurant. I'm looking for pizza delivery restaurants near me within a mile. And yet they're being sent to a place that's an entirely different country, right? Kind of would throw them off and it would start to hurt the credibility of the search engine. So structurally, your website, once again, and the most basic way of looking at it is the house, is the storefront. Structurally, it needs to be built with a quality level of development. This way, it makes it easier to find, and it's easier to do what we call, once again, search engine optimization, which we get into a little later. Now, the next component, the next element, the domain, the URL, right? The web address, if you will. And you can't use a better term, better really than address, web address, because that's really what it is. It's kind of like the address of the home, the address of the storefront, right? We hear about this all the time, especially when it comes to real estate. Location, location, location. The reason why location is so important is because the location, once again, where people not only can find you, it's easier for them to find you, but are you located where people actually need you the most? Now, flip that around. When it comes to a URL, when it comes to a web address, how easy is it for people to type in your URL and your web address? Do you have something that's an incredibly long name? And don't get me wrong, I understand if you have a long business name. But what a lot of people don't understand when they're first getting started in business is the power of what we call the DBA, right? Doing business as, or assume name. A lot of companies that you know, that you hear, right, you know, that rolls off your tongue, you know, you just name a bunch of corporations, you know, name Uber or Lyft or AT&T. Well, in many cases, that's not the full name of the company. That's the marketing name of the company. That's the DBA of the company, right? Because it's short, it's sweet, it's simple, it's easy to remember. But here's the best part about the digital age. Even for companies that are not built, right, even though companies were built way before we got into having web addresses and we got into the internet, they have changed or they've rebranded themselves to where they're easier to find online or they're easier to work online, because that DBA, that assumed name, that shorter, sweeter name is typically the perfect name for that domain address, right? We want something easy for people to type in, but better yet, easier for people to remember. So when thinking of your web address, even if your name has like 1,000 terms, you know, if I'm Aaron Muhammad Business Development Incorporated, well, yeah, that's okay. That's very specific to what I do. That's great. That's fantastic. Aaron Muhammad Web Designer Incorporated. Awesome. What's some way we can shorten it down? What's some way we can make that a little bit more easier for people to remember and most importantly, quicker to type in? And better yet, whenever we use that in posts, whenever we use that in articles, what's the easiest way we can put that into any content that we want to utilize? That domain address needs to be short, sweet, as best as possible, as best as possible. Remember, you still want to stay on brand, right? You don't want to just pick something shorter just because of the fact that, oh, wow, it's only, you know, 5 letters, only 4 letters, like Uber. That's great. Well, that's great. But if that doesn't explain your business or that doesn't summarize your business, then, you know, you kind of want to stay away from it. Here's a really cool part about that. What a lot of people miss out on is that this is a great opportunity. I know this doesn't sound crazy to make up a word. Literally. I mean, we're talking about things like Lyft with a Y, Uber. I mean, Uber term used, but definitely wasn't used for a transportation service, because that's what it is. It's transportation technology, right? Is this an opportunity for you to really stand out, brand yourself, do something totally different? And I do need totally different, which will actually propel your business to really etch itself in people's brains and then align you with that name, align with you, dude. Don't be afraid to be creative here, but just be cautious that the more creative you get, you can remember you have to now train people to think in that way. Because when people think of Uber now, they don't think of the term like, oh, it's Uber as in a lot. It's Uber as in I can, you know, I can get a car. I can have a car service. And I love the term. People talk about it, say this all the time. I've heard it so many times. You know, can you call me an Uber? Who calls an Uber? But think about it. Because we know it's associated with our phones, people automatically say this term, call an Uber, right? They have literally changed the way people interact with ordering transportation. And yet, because it's still utilized primarily through your phone, people say that and use this term, call an Uber. Absolutely amazing, right? And this is the power of branding. And this is the kind of things you should think about when you're doing your domain name, when you're creating your domain name. Yeah, you want to make sure people clearly identify your business. But remember, it's location, location, location. How much, right? How much can I get it to where it's so branded that people now associate me, right, with a specific, with the business itself, beyond this one specific business, the entire industry? Because I've literally heard people, I know you probably have, I've heard people say, hey, I'm going to call an Uber, and they actually pull up the Lyft app or Curb, or, you know, it's like, wait, you literally say I'm going to call an Uber, because the thought is, it's just like Kleenex, right? We don't think of facial tissues. We say Kleenex, even though we're probably not even buying that brand at all. We say Kleenex. That's a level of branding that you honestly, you can't pay for. You want to get to that level. And even if you don't start out there and it might take time to get there, that's fine. But having little things like that in the back of your mind, when you're thinking of this web address, that location, location, location is the power of that address, right? Going to that house or going to that website in this case, right? So your domain name is your street address, is the location of your storefront, your house, right? That's the address, extremely powerful. And honestly, most powerful when we're looking at it from a level of the branding, right? The website is the storefront, is the house. Always kind of keep these two together. If you look at it from this perspective, it makes it so much easier to get the concepts. We even start to get far more technical. We get into the code, we get into design, and we're not going that deep in this episode, right? Like I said, this is about foundation. But at the very least, if you get these two critical pieces in a full understanding of my address is my web address, right? My storefront, my house is my website. Once you get those two firmly understood, a lot more will come together as you get more and deeper into everything. Now, final component, and I hear a lot more about the other two, web address, you know, domain name, and the website itself, the storefront, then I hear about the third one. And I can understand because this is getting a little bit more technical. Actually, I should say that. It's actually a lot technical. And it's kind of the part that people miss the most. But when we're getting into what you own, ownership, I had this great conversation. Actually, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I had a fantastic conversation with a prospective client, and using the same, you know, example I'm using now, it really helped him understand why it's important. When you understand how you own the website, right, and why it's important to choose the right service for this, and this is the host. So, like I said, here you may even hear this. You hear a lot of times people talk about websites being, you know, this is the visual component. This is the main, you know, the piece that people see the most. But the domain name is the more critical aspect and is actually a more critical asset if you really think about it. Because the visual aspects of a website, you can change that at any time, right? Even if it's really performing well, you do want to update. I mean, look at Amazon. Amazon changes very often, right? And there's a reason why. Amazon's, the basic framework, the layout doesn't change too much. But if you notice, they shift things around here and there just to see what's happening and, most importantly, who's doing what. And they can track that best because of the structure and the way the website's designed. You should do the same. You know, there's nothing wrong with giving your website just like your home, treat it just like your home, just treat it like a storefront, a facelift every 6 months to a year. Repainting, you know, doesn't mean changing the entire branding, but you do want to make sure, you know, not only links are working well, you know, all of your content is showing up properly. That should be on a regular monthly basis at the least. But an overall, hey, you know, maybe we should change a few things around with this layout. Maybe we should bring it up to date because you don't want it to be stagnant and sitting there forever. And actually, that can be a critical component to hurt you in SEO, which we'll talk about when we get more into search engine optimization. But the hosting, where is the website hosted? Now, this is, I would say, when we once again look at that web address being the street address. website being the house and the storefront, right? The host, that's actually more like the city, the state, the county, you know, it's on that level, right? And depending upon which host you have, it actually will look more like a city, county, state, or province, even country level, okay? Because the host gets down to things like the security of your website, right? It gets down to the things of stability of the website. Once again, foundation. If your house is built, anyone who's ever, whether you've had a house built or you were in the market looking for a house, what is one of the things you look at? You look at the foundation. You literally look at the foundation of the house. Now, remember I talked about structural, the house being built, but the foundation, the land it's built on, right? Is it going to have backup from sewage? You know, is there an issue that's going to affect electrical? Is there a tree that's growing in the front of the backyard that's growing up under the house? Now, if you've never had a house built, if you've ever been in a market for a house, these are things you want to look out for when you do go into those marketplaces. Hey, I was with an inspector looking for a house one time, and I can tell you right now, that's those little things you definitely want to look out for, because that might not be a problem today, but 5, 10, 20 years down the road, and you remember you're having a house potentially for the rest of your life, right? Passing it to your children or something like that, maybe even investment property. Those are things that are going to impact you. Websites the same way. Hosting services. Now, doesn't happen every day, but it can happen. What if the hosting service goes out of business? What's the stability of the hosting service? Not something a lot of people look at, something you should look at, because I've had that happen to me a few times because I've been in this game for, you know, now. Okay, showing my age again. No, I'm showing my age again. But yeah, I've been in the game for almost 20 years. So I've seen hosting services literally go away, and I've had to move an entire website. Not something you might have to worry about every single day, but you want to be honest and looking at, is this hosting service stable? Do they have a good track record for security? That should be a big one. Just like when you're moving into a neighborhood, is it a safe neighborhood, right? Once again, your website is just the storefront. It's just the house. Is this a safe neighborhood for my house to be built in? Is this a safe neighborhood? Is this a safe host for my website to be built on? A good platform for my website to be built on? Taking it to another side. And this is a big one. Now we're going to get into very specific websites, and I know you guys are running out there to build your businesses, starting off New Year's and stuff like that. You're doing that. Starting off with a new month, you're doing stuff like that. You know, you're changing your brands around. What about, and this is a critical one, and this is the one I think gets missed. It used to get missed all the time. I hate to say it. I mean, almost every conversation I had when I did website maintenance, this conversation never came up with the person who developed the website for the client. Can I take my website to another host, to another platform? Great question. And the answer is, it depends. See, platforms like Wix, which uses HTML5 as a base, right? It has other, I'm not going to get way into coding, way into language like that. But platforms like Wix, platforms like Shopify, you have websites that aesthetically, yes, you may be able to build something similar or a carbon copy visually, but the framework, the actual way the code, the actual way it was designed, that's different. Okay, and that's extremely and significantly different. Not every website can live on every hosting service. You have to potentially have it rebuilt. Literally, you cannot just take the code, upload the code to another website. And in some cases, you can't do this at all because that code is proprietary, or that code is designed specifically for that platform. Okay. So when choosing a host, are you looking at the host or are you looking at a website builder? And we're going to have a whole episode because I've brought this up in the past, and we've got some really great questions in our Quora space to have an episode that focuses strictly on different website builders. And, you know, based on that, if we get enough demand, I might even put up a couple polls and a couple of surveys just to make sure we can get it down to the level where we're looking at websites based on industry, based on, you know, different types of businesses, because I think that'd be way more beneficial. Like I said, we've gotten a lot of people like, hey, what's the best website builder for this platform, that platform? We may do that, for across a number of industries, especially for the industries that I've worked with the most. I think that'd be very helpful because I've seen a lot of questions come that way since we started Quora. And I've had those questions in the past. Why not give it to you right there, you know, in a great episode or a couple of episodes that cover those different industries. So when we were talking about website platforms, right, you don't just want to look at, okay, is it the right one for my industry? You also want to look at, is it the right one for my business? Because what if my business grows and I need to move? And this happens a lot. Like I said, I start off with doing website maintenance. That's really where I got my start with websites. You know, I was building MySpace pages for people, and then people were asking for, you know, updates to their websites. And I noticed that no one was really answering that. You know, they'll work with a developer, and the developer would either go away or charge them the same amount that they said, you know, to redevelop it. And it's like, no, I just need some facelifts, some maintenance. So I came in, I was like, hey, I could do it for a much lower price. But, you know, after time, you know, I started going up on prices, which made sense. And I noticed that was the one of the biggest demands. I have a WordPress website. I want to go from this host to another host. Well, what if that host doesn't support WordPress? Because remember, at one point, WordPress wasn't hosted everywhere. It was only, you know, some, and that's why we have the leaders today, because the leaders started off with it. The same thing here. What if you have a Shopify website? You want to take that Shopify website to Bluehost. You want to take that Shopify website to HostGator. Those are not Shopify platforms, because Shopify is a proprietary. It's a very specific form. It's a specific platform, right? You will literally have to get your website redeveloped, redesigned to live on another platform. That's your host. That's like, you can't necessarily, in all cases, just scoop up a house, put it on a truck, and move it. Doesn't always work that way. You can't do that with every house. You can't do that with some houses, but you can't do that with every house. You can't do that with every, you know, multifamily unit building. You can't do that kind of stuff. You literally either need to pick a new house or get it rebuilt. Break it down, start from scratch. You may have to do one or the other, right? You can't just take it from Missouri, right, if you live in the United States, and bring it into Illinois. Just not going to always happen that way. Or even from one side of Chicago to another side of Chicago. You know, my hometown, let me tell you right now, it ain't going to happen. It ain't that easy. And the same thing with the website, right? You really want to look at, number one, and this is the breakdown of the criteria. Number one, is the platform right for my industry, right for my business? Number two, is the platform right for my industry? And is it going to be there for my industry? In other words, is this a platform that's dedicating templates, dedicating plugins and apps to help my website grow within this industry? Because remember, every industry, yeah, we all have customers, but we relate to them differently. We need to bring different things to the table to them, right? Finally, stability of the host itself, right? Is that host like a HostGator, like a Bluehost, like, you know, WordPress.com? Is that host like Ionis? Is it like GoDaddy? Is it a hosting service that I know I can trust? Those are major hosts, right? Those are pretty much the big boys outside of, you know, we're getting more to proprietary like Wix. We're getting into, you know, Squarespace, Shopify. Those are some big heavy hitter hosting services that have built. I mean, relationships, multi-million, you know, of customers all over the world. They are doing what they have to do every single day to secure websites, to protect your business, to protect your transactions, so you can trust those, right, those levels of platforms. So am I working with a platform? Am I working with a company like that I can trust, that I know not only going to be here right now, but be here for the long term and help my business grow? And yes, my business might grow where I need to go from one platform to another. But is it in that same ring? Is it in that same group of trusted platforms? So that's the criteria. Number one, like I said, you never want to bypass these three areas. Number one, is it perfect for my business, for my industry, for what I do? Is it a trusted platform? Is it a trusted host? Right? Are you going to outgrow it to where you can say, you know what? I start off with a WordPress site, now I want Shopify, or vice versa. If that's the case, and you're looking at maybe 10, 15 years down the road, just something to keep in the back of mind. It's something to include in that thing that I bring up almost every episode. And frankly, if you're not listening, I'm telling you right now, this is going to bite you in the butt one day if you don't have that business plan. If you have a business plan that's 5-7 years long, don't get me wrong, doesn't have to be. That's the kind of stuff you want to look at. Because maybe you say in a 5-year business plan, and if you put that in the business plan, hey, you know what, we're going to start off with this platform and go to another platform. Is it worth starting on that initial platform if you're just going to do it in 5 years, right? But if you're doing it, say, 15, 20 years down the road, of course, then, you know, Yeah, you're going to start off on one and go to another host. That's perfectly understandable. Just keep that in mind as you strategically think of your business and you grow. So, three main critical components of your website, right? Your web address, which is your street address or your address of your storefront. The website itself, which is the storefront, it is the house. And the hosting service, that's looking at a very close, you know, level of what we typically deal with. That's more the city, the neighborhood you're in, right? Where you're actually putting that business. So it's not just the physical address, because the address can kind of move around, if you will, of course, with a domain. This is, what kind of neighborhood am I bringing my business to? What kind of city am I bringing my business to? Is it secure? Is it trusted? Is it growing? You know, do they have a good relationship with Google? We'll get into that with SEO. Remember, those are three critical components, and those are the three things that will affect how often, how much traffic, and how safe and secure that traffic is. Safe and secure traffic when it comes to your business website. When we come back, we're going to finish it out with going over social media, and then we're going to bring it all together with search engine optimization. Alrighty, so we're back. So remember, when it comes to those three elements for your website, and the three most important elements to think about, first off, number one, taking it to the highest level, to the level that kind of gets overlooked the most. First off, start off with that domain name. Domain name, and we can have a whole episode about domain names, but remember, shorter, sweeter, that's a little bit better. If you can, you know, have a good DBA or branded name outside of that full incorporated name that, you know, that you utilize for your domain, for your web address, that's sometimes the best case scenario. I always use AT&T. We all know AT&T because AT&T, that's, you know, it's the company name, but actually that's not the full incorporated name, right? The full incorporated name is extremely long. You know, it's called out as AT&T Inc. nowadays, but the original name of the company was the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. Now, put that in the domain name. Who wants to do that, right? So your domain name, you want to keep it as tight as possible, easiest to remember. Remember, this can really help with branding. And that's the address of your storefront, of your website. Your website itself is the storefront. It is the house. Okay, so web address, perfect name. Once again, it is the address. It is the location, 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 if you will. The website itself is that storefront. It is the structure. It is the home. It is the thing people see, right? It's the aesthetics of everything, but it structurally needs to have a good foundation. And then finally, hosting service. The hosting service itself, right? How secure is it? How trustworthy is it? How, you know, what's the credibility? And also the longevity of it. It's going to be around for a while. It's going to provide the value that you need long term. Here's the cool part about that. Once again, remember, you can, in most cases, easily take your website from one platform to another. But you have to be cautious and think about it from the perspective of, am I going to be here for 10, 15, 20 years? And if that's the case, you know, if I don't see this website having to change around completely from a structural standpoint, from what it's offering, you know, if a lot of the tools are here, then it might be really easy for me to stay at this platform or go to a platform very similar if it's WordPress. But if I'm going to have a Shopify site right now and think, hey, maybe in the future, maybe 5-10 years, I'm going to have a WordPress site, let me think of those critical components I'm going to need as much as possible right now. And does it make sense to start off here, or should I just go right away to where I'm probably going to end up in the next, you know, if it's just 2-5 years? But if it's something like 15, 20 years, and of course, you know, you look at it strategically when you look at your business plan every few months or every year, really is what you should do at the beginning of any year, like any other business, right? Remember, this is your business, this is your time, what you're investing in. This is the ambition show. The whole idea is that you're starting from one place and you have growth. You want to go somewhere else, whether it's, you know, your entrepreneurial venture, freelancer, starting a major corporation, startup, doesn't matter. These are the things you're looking at the most. You're looking at your long-term growth. And you're investing that time because, well, you're investing the time into what you say you want and your passion. So with that, social media. Now, here's the thing about social media. A lot of people separate, and I can understand it now for a number of reasons, but a lot of people separate it unnecessarily from search engine optimization. When search engine optimization and social media, you know, play a critical role to working together. And in my opinion, social media is a critical part of an aspect of search engine optimization, because what many of you don't know, or many of you may have not been told, at the end of the day, almost every social media platform is a search engine. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Almost every social media platform is a search engine. Unfortunately, what happens is a lot of platforms get lumped into being social media platforms when they're really not necessarily completely social media platforms. They're more of different tools and different apps that fall into that kind of world because they have social elements, but they're not necessarily social media platforms. Their goal initially, at least in some cases, wasn't to be a social media platform, just to be a communication platform. And of course, part of communication is being social and vice versa. So what you will often see is people separate social media and search engine optimization. You won't see that a lot with me, right? Because if you're using it for business, social media should be a form of your search engine optimization strategy. It should be a part of what you do on a regular basis to connect and build relationships. And that's really at the core of it, what search engine optimization is all about. You want people to understand what you do as a business. You want people to find your business. You don't want them to have inaccurate information. You don't want them to have the wrong information about your business. And most importantly, outdated information. You want them to be up to date, build a relationship with you, be easy to find you. Well, what better platform is that than social media, right? Social media is literally designed for you to connect and to communicate. This is where a lot of businesses fail with social media. They use social media strictly, okay, we're just going to pump out advertisements and we're going to pump out promotional ads, and that's all we're going to do, as opposed to building a relationship with that audience. And that relationship doesn't mean you guys become best of friends and have picnics every day and go to festivals. No, that means what you literally do is you understand, hey, what are those pain points? What are the solutions you're looking for? You have questions, we have answers. If you're looking for a specific solution to your problem, you can come to us. Whether it be for, clothing, food, health supplements, fitness, beauty, personal care, it doesn't matter. We have those elements for you. We're that solution for you in that lane. Why not build a relationship with us? And where's the best place to do that? Once again, in social media. So with social media, one thing that you constantly hear the term use, it's actually the same thing you'll hear in search engine optimization. Keywords. Now, the difference between most search engines, and we're talking about the traditional search engine, like that's an aggregator throughout the entire internet. So Yahoo, Bing, Google, those are the ones you'll hear the most, right? Of course, you have platforms like DuckDuckGo and you have others, but we're looking at the platforms that are their ultimate focus is for you to drive traffic overall, right? And you'd be installed to their platform, be installed to their search engines. And not trying to get too technical there, but which will make it basically easier to find your content and your website specifically online. But when it comes to search engines, right, their ultimate goal is to, of course, drive accurate traffic. Somebody puts in a query, somebody asks a question, and your website with your content should come up based on if it is accurately on your website. In other words, the keywords. Same thing goes for your social media platforms. Now, as stated, not all are search engines traditionally, right? So we think about things like TikTok, Snapchat, a little bit different. That's why, although you can have some search elements in there. We all know if you've ever used TikTok, you've ever used Snapchat, searching for something ain't exactly the easiest thing. It's that they're not looking for it to be a search engine in that regard. That's why it does have it comes at you a totally different way. And we're not going to disrespect those platforms and saying that they're something that they're not. I'm not going to call them something that they're not. Although when you have platforms like Facebook, even Pinterest, which technically can be social, right? Like I said, that's when we start getting these blurred lines. Even LinkedIn, even though that's more, right, of course, that's a professional platform, but it is still technically it's a professional media element, if you will, or platform. They have traditional search components, right, where you're searching for content throughout the platform. Keywords are vital, right? The terminology that you use. And this isn't just hashtags, right, which what it used to be. kind of the same thing. You literally take your keywords, good old simple days. You can take your keywords, words that people would use to identify and find your products and services, not the name of your business, but what you do, why you do it, who you do it for, where you do it. Those are the things to think about when it comes to your keywords, what you do, how you do it, who you do it for, and where you do it. I'll say that again. Keywords, typically what you want to think about. Yes, the name of your business can be a keyword. Yes, your name can be a keyword. But what you do, how you do it, who you do it for, where you do it, those are the ones. Those are the components. Those are the things you should always look for when you're creating your keywords. Because this is what people are going to search. This is what people are going to look for. Looking for a clothing store in this location. I'm looking for a clothing store that sells men's black suits in this location. Looking for a clothing store that rents out men's tuxedos in this location. That kind of thing. They're getting down to that level. Now, notice I said looking for a store nearby. We've even seen these things pop up in our search because these are the traditional things that people have been typing in. And that's why Google and Bing and Yahoo are learning, machine learning. They're learning from us, right? And what we search. Keywords based on that search. Regularly checking your website. The same thing. Regularly checking your social media. These words should be in your bio. These words should be in your mission statement. These words should be in the post that you post on a regular basis. Right? They should be in descriptions of your business, descriptions of your products. These keywords should be all throughout whatever platform you're using, whether it's your website or your Facebook like page, your LinkedIn company page, your Instagram page. They should be all throughout what you do. Once again, social media platforms, very different, of course, from traditional search engines because, like for Instagram, for instance, you have Reels, you have Stories, right? You have Instagram Video, which used to be, if I'm not mistaken, Instagram TV, right? Things like that change quite often. And it's sometimes a little challenging to keep up with if you're just a business owner trying to, you know, just trying to stay afoot. But that's why you want to use social media for what it's for. Connecting with people. Because if you're on it connecting with people, you'll be on there enough to where, you know, you can pretty much get the hang of the basics of it. And you can hand it off to your social media analyst, your assistant, your digital marketing analyst that you have working for you, even if you hire a digital marketing agency like myself, you know, to handle those things for you. But you'll have a basic grasp of what it takes and what's necessary, right? So not going too crazy with social media, but we do want to make sure we hit on these two pieces once again and make sure it's a firm understanding. Number one, you want to have a presence there. You don't necessarily need a presence on every single platform, but you definitely want to have a presence on the platform that works best for your industry. Very similar to the hosting. The industry, the business itself will dictate what platform you should be on. Now, they've positioned themselves to this point where Facebook, basically, you should have a Facebook-like page. It doesn't cost you anything, at least right now, right? It doesn't cost you anything, so why not take advantage of it? Update it as you get new business. It can literally be a set it and forget it, right? And I only say set it, forget it, not because that's how marketing should be, but because if you don't have the audience there, it's good to claim it. It's good to make sure your business is properly established there because enough people go there. But if that's not where you see your customers making business decisions, in other words, are they going to purchase your products? Are they going to contact your company there on a regular basis? You don't have to put all the time and effort and energy there. You do want to have a presence there. And you want to make sure it's connected to your website. See, that's where it comes back to that overall website, search engine optimization, social media. You want to make sure it's properly connected, properly listed, and easily can get to your website. Another one would be a platform like LinkedIn. Now, if you work business to consumer, yes, LinkedIn, I still feel is extremely important, but I understand LinkedIn is actually the best platform, not even great, best platform for business to business. If you're business to consumer, you might not have to devote the same amount of energy, right, that you would with another platform. Once again, have that company page. Make sure your company is properly listed there because at some point you do business to business. You need suppliers, you need vendors, you need employees, right? Definitely make sure your business is properly represented there and you claim and you create your company page. Side note, side tangent, have to go. I'm sorry, I have to do this. I used to love the fact that at LinkedIn, You actually had to have the domain to get a company page. This was one of the coolest parts, honestly, of LinkedIn. It actually made it a gatekeeper, but it really separated the people who are serious about their business to the people who are just making up a bunch of, you know, a bunch of pages for the fun of it. Because we've seen that with Facebook. Like, you know what I mean? This is not MSNBC. This ain't nothing like that. We gonna keep it real all the time. Real talk. One of the cool parts about LinkedIn used to be that they basically made it to where if you didn't have a domain, you couldn't have that company page. So you actually had to have the URL, the domain, and an email address attached to it to create a company page for a business. They don't have that anymore. I would definitely love if they brought that back. Because we all know we've seen like 30 Facebook-like pages for companies that don't exist or for companies that are just being made up or duplicates, even worse, right? It would be a great way to make sure that security for small businesses was more secure for small businesses in general, worldwide, if we could bring that back. Side note, sorry, tangent, sorry about that. Sorry about that one. So, with all that being said, you definitely want to have these two presents at the very least. Number one, you must have the Facebook. It's the most popular social media platform on earth. Why not? LinkedIn, give your business a level of credibility, because a lot of people still don't have LinkedIn pages for their companies. And once again, if you have employees, I mean, there's people looking for jobs all the time on LinkedIn. How many people are you missing out on? How many quality candidates are you missing out on by not having that on LinkedIn? And then finally, bringing it all together, I would definitely suggest you have that social media platform. And this is where leveraging social media that your target audience uses the most. The first two are for your company credibility, for protection of your brand. The last one, what platform does your company use the most, or your customers you're going to use the most for your competitors, so for your company to be competitive in? Is it Instagram? Is it Pinterest? Is it, you know, maybe it's TikTok, you know, which doesn't have the level of search as some of the other platforms, of course, but it's definitely up there in popularity. Hey, I've seen it where people come to find out a lot of their customers are using Snapchat and they're not even there. I did a whole review of a company and did a pitch for them, and they were putting so much effort into Instagram. They were putting a lot of effort into Facebook, but they were not putting any effort. And when I mean any effort, I mean they didn't even have the platform. They didn't even have the profiles on Snapchat. Come to find out, their target audience was using Snapchat for their competitors. In other words, they were going, hey, you know, it was specifically a club. We're going to these clubs. We're going to hang out at these nightclubs. We're going to hang out, go here and grab dinner. And they would be connecting on Snapchat. This company had no presence there. You don't want to be in that situation, because now you're missing out on hundreds of thousands of potentially millions of customers to know about your business. Not even just visiting you, but just to know about your business, because you aren't where they are at. And this is what you want to stay away from. You don't want to get in a position where you just, hey, I got to have Facebook. I got to have Instagram. Like I said, this company did this. They spent we're talking 3 to 5 years investing heavy in Instagram in all of their customers that they wanted to come in were on Snapchat. So they were literally missing customers, right? Can you imagine spending hours? Can you imagine maybe even spending days creating content for one platform? No one's there looking at it. And we all know what I mean. I mean, maybe a couple of hundred people. But we're talking about in the world of social media. Okay? The world of social media where if you have 10,000 followers, you're not popular, right? Can you imagine that? You spend days making content, and maybe you get 2, 3, 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 likes. This is a corporation, not it's your personal account, right? When all you have to do is maybe spend one day making content, throw something up there in one platform, and you get hundreds, maybe even thousands of people viewing, talking, connecting with you. And it's only because you're on the wrong platform. I'm telling you right now, this happens every single day to thousands of businesses. Take the time to know your customers, know where they are, where they're making decisions, and go there. You go to them, and then they'll start coming to you. Literally, it's a relationship. You have to meet in the middle. I'm not trying to be your business therapist. I'm not trying to be your counselor, but straight up, you got to connect there. So, number one, once again, Facebook. Number two, LinkedIn. Third, make sure this platform is the platform your customers are looking for, what you do, why you do it, how you do it, where you do it, and who you're doing it for. That's what they should be looking for, right? You identify with that social media platform, build that Snapchat, build that TikTok, build a Pinterest, whatever it is, and invest in that. Because once you invest in that, you're investing in a relationship. Good Lord, this does sound like a dating site. I keep coming back to something about dating, right? Be there for them, not for you. Okay, that sounded way too much like a therapist. I'm done. So with that, how can you leverage that for search engine optimization? Very simple. It's going to be easier for your customers to find you when you provide that value where they're looking for it. This is why everything, notice I keep coming back to it. Same thing you're going to say on your website. So what you're going to say on social media. Same thing you're going to say in all this content. That domain name needs to fit. It's a full circle. It's the brand of it all, right? The brand is what comes full circle. And it builds a relationship. So we come back. We're going to go over. And it's honestly, this is probably the area that I think people miss the most. This book is going to touch on it. You know, and everything we're talking about here, this book really touches on the specifics of what I just brought to you in regards to social media, this how search engine optimization works with social media, and the host, the domain name, and the website itself. Great book for you guys to check out. And when we come back, we'll go over the book, where to find it, and hey, of course, signing off with what our giveaways are for this episode. Be right back. All right, everybody. So once again, that's how you can bring your brand full circle. Like I said, you start off with the website. Remember, very important critical element of that is your web address. Everything goes into your branding. Your web address, of course, the aesthetics and look and the feel of your website, but even the hosting and the location, right? That's still a critical component, more so on the security and the longevity of your brand, stability of your business online. And it comes back into social media. Remember, you don't own those platforms. That's why you want to start off with the website and then go into the social media aspect. And we brought up what those main pillars are. Stand up your business from a business to consumer standpoint, business to business standpoint. And then where are your customers and where are they looking for your solutions and your products and your services? So when we come back, we're going to go over. I can't tell you right now how important these platforms have been to not only from me as a business owner, but just in general understanding how this entire industry, how this entire world works of, you know, web development, web design, and specifically how it impacts your small business. These are some great resources for you, better than most, you know, places I would send you when it comes to just a general book, because these are constantly updated, constantly changing with that new information, and they will become go-to places no matter what your website platform is. I can tell you right now, fantastic websites to go to. When we come back, I'm going to give you some great resources. All right. When we come back from this break.